So welcome back to the last segment of the Turn Up Till 11 Zappa Spectacular, celebrating what would have been Frank Zappa's 75th birthday had he been alive tomorrow. The next song is going to be Cosmic Debris, which is probably one of his more well-known tunes and has even been played occasionally on this very radio station, WRSI.
Yeah, this is one of those easy ones that everybody likes.
It's a blues song. It's a blues song, and yeah, it's got a really good guitar solo in the version that made it onto the album, Apostrophe. It's an easy song. You know, it's a blues song. People call out for it when he was playing, but it's a fun song, and I like it. But anyway.
I have a bad association with this song. All right, we've debated in the past, and we'll debate again in the future about the difference between giving people on the radio things that they've already heard versus forcing them to listen to things they don't want to listen to. But
which is what we're doing tonight.
That aside, I woke up one morning. I was just out of high school, and I was in art school, still living at home. And to my surprise, on the radio station that I used to wake up to every morning, they were playing Cosmic Debris. And I thought, oh, wow, they're actually playing a Frank Zappa tune. Maybe not the one I would have chosen, but it was a Frank Zappa tune that was out of the ordinary. I was like, wow, that's cool. My mom calls up from the bottom of the stairs, hey, listen, they're playing Frank on the radio. I was like, yeah, I know, I heard it. And I go off to brush my teeth. And a minute later, my mom calls up the stairs. She says, did you hear that? I said, what? He died.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember along those lines, my housemate coming and knocking on my door and telling me, and that was a week of crying. And the anniversary of that happened a few weeks ago on the...
I believe it's December 4th.
December 4th.
Right, December 4th, which is the night that we watched the movie at your house.
That was very appropriate.
Yeah, that was very appropriate. And anyway, so...
we in life after death and all that, when you got Roxy the movie.
That's right.
We got to see him essentially live right in front of us, and man, that was quite a thing, and we'll do it again. So I'd just like to say thank you to Roger Knight for letting us take his slot tonight on Turn It Up Till 11 here on WRSI in Northampton, Massachusetts. You have anything you want to say?
This has been a lot of fun, and I expect that we'll do this in some iteration again.
Yes, hopefully we can do an all Ed Palermo show or something.
I think I can get in touch with that guy.
All right. So here it is, Cosmic Debris from the movie Roxy the Movie. See you later.
You know, the mystery man came over, and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Look here, brother,
don't you waste your time on me. Well, the mystery man got nervous, and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe, and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might not believe this, little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, oh, really?
Look here, brother,
Look here, brother. Who you jiving with, that cosmic guru? Now, what kind of a guru are you anyway? Look here, brother. Peek-a-boo. Don't you waste your time. Napoleon. Mm-hmm.
troubles of my own, I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your snout. But I've got a crystal ball. Thank you.